The people of Afghanistan go to the polls tomorrow in an historic presidential election. For the first time in their chaotic political history, Afghans will have the opportunity to choose their own leader. The election comes 3 years after an American-led coalition ousted the country's Taliban leaders. It has profound implications not only for Afghanistan, but also for its neighbors and for the United States, as NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration, under attack for its rationale for war in Iraq, points to Afghanistan as a foreign policy success. On Tuesday, during his debate with Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards, Vice President Dick Cheney noted that more than 10 million Afghans have registered to vote.
They have done wonders, writing their own constitution for the first time ever. Schools are open. Young girls are going to school. Women are going to vote. Women are even eligible to run for office. This is major, major progress. There will be democracy in Afghanistan. Make no doubt about it. Freedom is the best antidote to terror.
But during recent congressional hearings on the elections in Afghanistan, Representative Robert Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, was far more pessimistic.
I think we have to stop sugarcoating the realities of what is happening in Afghanistan and in our other conflicts and be honest with the American people in that regard.
Menendez pointed out that the candidates, including interim President Hamid Karzai, had to limit campaigning because of violence, including assassination attempts. UN officials cite other concerns, voter intimidation by Afghan warlords, and possible attacks on polling places and would-be voters. The number of foreign monitors for the election has been limited to just 200 because of concerns about security. Mark Malik Brown of the UN Development Program.
Very large numbers of internationals would be just too much of a target. So the model we've adopted relies much more heavily on Afghans than we initially expected. Now that's good because it gives strong Afghan ownership of the process, but it could be a problem if those Afghans' neutrality is challenged by others.
Barnett Rubin, director of studies at the Center on International Cooperation, New York University, is one of the country's foremost experts on Afghanistan. He says this election will test some very controversial decisions by the Bush administration in the aftermath of the war in Afghanistan. Among them, he says, the decision not to expand the International Assistance Force for Afghanistan, despite appeals to do so by President Karzai.
For the United States as a nation, what is at stake is whether we have actually put enough resources into Afghanistan to make it stable over the longer term so that it will not become a terrorist base again. I'm afraid that the election might show that, in fact, we have not, and that we are building on a rather shaky foundation.
Mark Malik Brown suggests the international community would have provided more peacekeeping troops for Afghanistan had it not been for the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
The ripples of Iraq have gone wide and far, and I think, you know, the world has taken its eye off Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, as Barnett Rubin points out, is the Bush administration's first target in its campaign to bring democracy to the Muslim world. Peter Brooks, Senior Fellow for National Security Affairs at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, says that Afghanistan's neighbors will be watching the election results carefully.
If you look at the region, to the west of Afghanistan is Iran. 60% of Iranians are 30 years or younger. They yearn for more political freedom. In Pakistan, which is not quite a democracy, this would certainly hopefully have an impact there. But if you look to the north, to countries like Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan, there's a tremendous amount of political repression there. And hopefully Afghanistan can serve as a model.
The prognosis for tomorrow's election is mixed. Despite all of the problems with the vote, Mark Malik Brown says the situation in Afghanistan is far better than in Iraq, in part, he says, because of heavy UN involvement in the political process.
One is under-resourced in many ways. Nevertheless, it's got a lot going for it because it's a lighter, more legitimate political arrangement in the eyes of Afghans than perhaps the Iraqi one is in the eyes of Iraqis.
Interim President Hamid Karzai is the favorite in tomorrow's election, which features 16 other candidates. Because of logistical problems with counting the ballots, the final result is not expected for some weeks. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.